Now, Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych caused a sensation on Wednesday at Wimbledon when he knocked out top seed and defending champion Roger Federer. It is the first time the Czech had beaten the world number one in a Grand Slam and represented his own first win on Wimbledon's centre court. Jan Wellinger has more.
24-year-old tennis player Tomáš Berdych was already having a great year, having reached the semi-finals at the French Open. But that, it appears, was just a beginning. On Wednesday, he stunned the tennis world by downing top seed Roger Federer on center court at Wimbledon, a championship Federer has won 6 times in 7 years. In 4 sets, the Czech player served and played in excellent form and was quick on the counter-attack. And it all paid off, securing him the biggest win of his career and a spot in the men's semis. After the match, here's what Berdych had to say.
This is one of the toughest matches I've ever played, but I'm glad it worked out, and I'm happy it didn't end with, oh, he was close, but it wasn't enough, or something like that. I'm happy that things in the last game ended the way they did.
Asked about Federer's apparent leg and back pain, which the Swiss player complained of after the match, Tomáš Berdych said he wasn't aware his opponent was in any kind of trouble. He stressed that during the match he focused mainly on the game, not what was happening to his opponent.
I wasn't even looking closely at what he was doing. I don't concern myself with what other players do, whether they psych themselves up or are frustrated or whatever. I don't know why I should contemplate whether they're having a problem or not. It's enough for me to focus on what I have to do. Luckily, I managed that fairly well and was able to succeed.
Berdych's sensational win came just a day after female Czech player Petra Kvitová did the same in the women's competition, and she plays for a spot in the women's final later on Thursday. Berdych, by comparison, will have a day to rest before he faces Serbian player Novak Djokovic. Incidentally, the last time a Czech player took part in the Wimbledon final was the legendary Ivan Lendl in 1987. Lendl, of course, never won the grass court championship, the only Grand Slam title that eluded him. In that 1987 match, he was beaten by Boris Becker. Will Berdych be able to go one further than the semis? His coach is confident that he might, but the 12th seed is expected to face a decent battle from 3rd seed Djokovic. Whoever wins their matchup to go to the final will then face either Great Britain's Andy Murray or Rafael Nadal of Spain.
Many thanks to Jan Wellinger. And now for today's feature program on Radio.